Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, it's a pretty good day to be in studio with producer Dave Harrigan, Henry Lake in for Chad Hartman. It is the Chad Hartman Show. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys here for the next 3 hours. Taking your calls, taking your text. On the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, which is 651-461-9226. It's been, maybe a few months, a couple of months since I've last seen you, Dave. But you doing well?
Yes, I am. You?
Always nice to be hanging out with you. I'm doing well. I got no complaints. No complaints. Man, Chad, I don't know who takes more days off. Is it Chad Hartman or is it Jason DeRussia?
Chad Hartman.
Clearly?
Chad Hartman, yes.
Is it clear?
It is clear. It is Chad Hartman. I mean, none of them touch Susie Jones, but let's be honest. The three of us put together don't touch Susie Jones.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, we got a lot of things that we're going to get to here over the course of the next 3 hours. I look forward to hanging out with you guys here today. And I actually want to start with one of my favorite people to watch participate in the sports world right now, and that's Caitlin Clark. The Iowa basketball star, who is now going to be, I believe, a WNBA star. That's what I think. That's my opinion. We'll see how it plays out. I don't think that she's going to be a bust. Will she live up to the hype? Just a matter of time. We'll see how this plays out. But she's in the news today because of an interaction that she had with a columnist from the Indianapolis Star, okay, by the name of Greg Doyle. He's been around for quite some time. I think many people would view him as somewhat controversial just because he claims this awkwardness. I think that, like many people, I would agree it's not necessarily awkwardness. It's more of he thinks that he can talk down to a lot of athletes because that's just how he comes across. And I get it. We're all different. We all have different personalities. We're all unique in some way. But he comes across as that guy in sports media in Indianapolis that no issue about going after a coach or going after a player or any of that stuff, whatever. But just kind of like when you talk down to people, people take it a certain way. Well, they had an interaction yesterday that we'll play here in a second. But I think that the number one thing that I take out of their interaction, which was super awkward and people took it as very sexist, is that the WNBA with Caitlin Clark is going to teach a lot of men how to appropriately cover women's sports. Covering women's sports is not exactly the same as covering men's sports. It's just not. The WNBA actually, they implemented a rule in which, like, the locker room situation is different. You know how, like, you can go into an NBA locker room and you can stand there and you can next
sure.
to. It's not the same way with the WNBA, okay? let's play the soundbite here. So the interaction is she's up on the podium and she's fielding questions from the media. And, well, this is kind of the introduction that Greg Doyle has that comes across as extremely awkward. He later apologized when he's talking to Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
All right, so what he did was he's talking and referencing the heart symbol. So, we see the heart thing she does to her family. We've also seen, you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they do the heart thing to each other. So, we get all of that. But in the commentary there, okay, in which he says to her, if you do this to me, then we'll just be just fine. Is it clumsy? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes. Is it inappropriate? I would say yes. Okay, all of those, especially when you're meeting somebody for the first time. Like, it just comes across as weird. He got crushed for it. Should he lose his job? Absolutely not. Should he have his press credential to go cover the Indiana Fever pulled? No. I know that those takes were out there. I disagree with them. Did he write a column in which he apologized? Absolutely he did. I read it. I thought it was a good job of apologizing, although I don't know. The whole thing about him being genuine, just based on just kind of following stuff the last several years, I'm not really sure. But I think that the point that he made in the apology column and that I'm trying to make here is that we have to be cognizant of who we're talking to and how we're addressing them. How did you take the interaction, Dave Harrigan?
A little weird, a little unnecessary.
People said he was creepy.
Yeah, see, that's the part that gets me. I don't think it was creepy. I didn't take it as sexual in nature, which a lot of people have said. It was clearly a, you know, sexually charged, you know, people calling him a pervert. I think that's ridiculous. I think just making that leap is going too far.
It did come across as creepy, though. And the reason why I say is because he said he made it about him. And he said when you do, he said, what was the comment? I think the commentary again was something along the lines of,
play it again.
If you do that to me, then we'll be just fine.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
He's making the sign. Like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Yeah, so, it comes across as creepy there because he said to him.
Yeah.
He didn't say to everybody else. He says you start doing, you know, do it to the fans. He said to him. So I get the creepiness thing.
See, I don't even think that. I don't find that creepy.
Really?
I think that just means to me, hey, I'm a columnist. Hey, as long as we're on the same page, as long as we're friendly, we'll get along fine.
Yeah.
That's how I took it. It was, I think, weird to do the heart thing in a press conference setting. I think that was an odd choice. But to say it's creepy, sexual, gross, I think it was just a little weird. That's, I mean, I have no problem with it other than that.
651-461-9226. If you saw the interaction or you just heard it there, what do you make of how the WNBA should be covered moving forward, specifically from male reporters or columnists? I do think that when we are in the space, that we should have this heightened sense of our surroundings and who we're dealing with, right? Like, even not just with women, but specifically here, it's about women because it's about a women's league, right? But I think that we should always be cognizant of time, place, and who we're addressing. And I think that that's one of the things that he did mention in the apology column that he's going to have to do a much better job of. I want to take phone calls on that, but I also have a question for you guys out there, too, with regards to Caitlin Clark. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone that wants to give the WNBA a chance? I'll repeat the question. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa, because everybody's a Caitlin Clark fan, right? Everybody's in love, and we're talking about the viewership for the tournament. We talked about, did you see the numbers for how many people watched the draft? It was remarkable It's not even close, the numbers that they did in terms of what they've done previously. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone, and we are a WNBA market, that wants to give the WNBA a chance? 651-461-9226. This is the Chad Hartman Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back. Chad Hartman Show, Henry Lake in with Dave Harrigan, talking about Caitlin Clark. And beyond just the comment that was made yesterday from Greg Doyle from the Indianapolis Star, and we'll get your reaction, whether you want to call in or hit us up on the text line, the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, 651-461-9226. I posed the question before the break. Does Caitlin Clark's success at Iowa make you someone that wants to give the WNBA a chance? Well, from the 612, maybe Caitlin is a bit like Tiger Woods back in the day, bringing new interest to the game. Also good to hear you on the air, like, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. From the 651, yep, excited to watch WNBA. It was exciting seeing the draft and recognizing the women. Excited to watch Caitlin, huge fan, but also the others. It's a new day, I think, forward from here. So this doesn't necessarily pertain to me because I've been watching women's basketball my entire life. Been a fan, used to go to college basketball when I was in college, right? Going to SEC games to visit my friends that were playing at Georgia. I loved Pat Summitt. And clearly when the women's leagues started, I was watching, right? I've been watching. I don't attend as many WNBA games as I should, but I do oftentimes or occasionally will go to a Lynx game. I'm not sure how this is going to play out for a couple of different reasons. I'm not sure because, first off, I don't think that the WNBA is ever going to rival the success and the, I guess, how many people actively love women's college basketball because of the identity that we have identifying with our school and university, our favorite program, our favorite coach. Like, that's a totally different thing with regards to college basketball. Like, there are people that are alums, and they will forever support a school and institution, but they won't necessarily just jump and be Lynx fans or Fever fans or Sky fans, right? Like, that's drastically different, number one. Number two, it takes an investment of time. It takes an investment of time. This league is played in the summer when people tend to want to get out and do stuff. That's just a fact. And before anybody has the comeback of, well, folks devote time to baseball. There's a difference. You don't watch WNBA games outside. You don't. People take advantage of the good summer weather and they get outdoors. There's a difference between being in Target Center and being at Target Field. Right?
And it's just a different vibe.
Yeah,
baseball is a much more passive, you know, passive watch for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. 651-461-9226. I do think that Caitlin Clark's success, and not just Caitlin Clark, I think that the entire wave of the women that have been elevated and have been discussed and talked about here the last couple of years is going to create and generate, clearly we've seen the interest already in women's basketball. I think it's going to take the WNBA to maybe some other places. I don't know how we're going to be able to look at it, though, ultimately, and say success or failure. I feel like people are ready to say that if Caitlin Clark isn't talked about 24/7, right, on ESPN or on the radio and stuff like that, well, like 2 years from now, that all of a sudden, well, you know, Caitlin Clark, yeah, she was pretty darn good, but she didn't take the sport where we thought that she was going to. And I don't think that that's fair to her. I really don't.
No, it's not.
I think it's a gradual process. You know, it's not just on her too. And that's the other thing about it. I think that we're putting a lot of pressure on her because, like the texter says, something about maybe there could be a Tiger Woods effect. That's asking a lot.
Yeah.
I think that it should be collectively, what is Paige going to do when she find when you know when Paige Beckers gets to the WNBA after she plays another year at UConn and other what happens in a couple of years when Juju Watkins comes out? So I think it's going to take some time. I think it's going to be gradual. What will be the standard and the bar by which we look at? Not sure, but we'll see. We'll see. Let's take a phone call from Greg. Wants to weigh in on the topic. What's up, Greg?
Hi. Yeah, I watched that Iowa-Alabama game to see Caitlin Clark, and she's just as good as her hype. I was amazed how good a team Alabama was. And the quality of the women's tourney was out of sight. It was, wow.
But and let me ask you this, Greg. Are you a WNBA fan already?
Yes. I'm a huge Lindsey Whalen fan.
Okay. So you like the Lynx. Will you attend more WNBA games or watch more of them on television just based off of Caitlin Clark?
No. Maya Moore is my hero. She, not just being a great player. She got a guy out of prison, and she married him. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's take for the team.
Yep. Go ahead. Well, thanks for the phone call from Greg. Thanks for the phone call, Greg. I think there was a little bit of a delay on his end. He couldn't really hear everything that we were saying. But you've got two daughters.
Yes.
In your household, how active were they this past year in terms of watching women's basketball, women's college basketball? Not at all? Because they're too young?
They're too young.
Okay.
Young for it, but I mean, give them a few years if they're interested in basketball, which they're actually just kind of starting to find an interest in playing basketball, learning how to dribble, you know, things like that. I think they'd be into it, and I'd absolutely be very happy to watch games with them, take them to games. You know, I think it's interesting how you pointed out how we love our college teams different than we love our pro teams. And caller Greg there mentioned being a huge Lindsey Whalen fan.
Yep.
And I was going to the U right in the heyday when it was Whalen and McCarville going to the Final Four.
Yep.
And the barn was rocking. I went to several games for a couple years there. It was the best ticket in town. You know, far better than the men's product was certainly at that time, the Munson era. And with all the success she had there, all the success she had with the Lynx, it was different. You know, winning titles here with the Lynx, I still think the team, you know, the town, I should say, fell in love more with the Gophers as she was a Gopher, more so than they did with the Lynx, even as they were winning title after title after title after title.
Yeah.
So it's a great question of how much can a college star, Caitlin Clark, being put in Indiana, not exactly your big market. You know, how much can she raise the level of the entire league? And to put that on her, you know, to ask an LA Sparks fan or, you know, someone out in New York or wherever to all of a sudden become a WNBA fan because of one player that's playing in the middle of the country. That's asking a lot.
Yeah. Text line real quickly from the 763. Would you find it creepy if he said the exact same thing to Travis Kelce in an interview since he does the same thing to Taylor Swift? Yes, I would find that creepy. Yeah, singling themselves out, whether it was a male or female, doesn't matter in terms of the reporter. Yeah, if he did that to Travis Kelce and he understood the dynamics of it all, yeah, I would probably think that that would be deemed as creepy as well. All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, the never-ending nightmare that I just can't understand. The light rail. We get to it next year. Henry Lake Inn. It's the Chad Harbin Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!